Many people complain about how it's dark most of the day this time of year. But imagine living in the little town of Barrow, Alaska. It's located on the farthest northern tip of the state of Alaska above the Arctic Circle. If you think it's dark in Missouri this time of year, you haven't been to Barrow. There, the sun sets in the afternoon on November 18th. And the sun doesn't rise again until January 24th. 65 days of darkness. This time of year, the Earth's North Pole is tilted away from the sun. And by the way, that's the only reason why we have winter in the Northern Hemisphere and summer in the summer. You understand what I'm saying? I'm glad I speak so clearly, Deanna. And therefore, the sun doesn't show itself in the winter for 2 months above the Arctic Circle. But when the sun does appear for only just a few moments on January 24th, the whole town comes out to celebrate because finally there is light again. Finally, there is light. Well, today we celebrate the Epiphany of our Lord. And so that means that tomorrow begins the church season, the season after Epiphany. And so today, however, we celebrate the Epiphany. Now, as I like to do in your bulletins, you have sermon note. You have a sermon note insert, and I invite you to take that out and follow along and grab a pencil or pen if you would. So what does the word Epiphany mean? What does the word Epiphany mean? Literally, it means manifestation. Manifestation. Another way I like to think of it is when something reveals itself to you. You know in the cartoons when the light bulb appears above the characters? You know what I'm talking about? Like, I just had an idea. Well, that's an epiphany. All right? That's just a fancy word for that. Or another way to put it is when we have an aha moment. You know what I'm talking about? You've read the same scripture for 30 years and all of a sudden God shows you another way to look at it and you go, oh, I understand now. That's an epiphany. You might even say the people of Barrow, Alaska have an epiphany when after 65 days of darkness, the sun finally reveals its glory for everyone to see, even if just for a moment. In the church year, however, the epiphany is when the Son of God reveals His glory for everyone to see. Epiphany is when we celebrate the fact that the Son of God revealed His glory for everyone to see. It's interesting, after reading this morning's scripture, to go back to Isaiah and read a passage as well. If you would like to follow along in your Bible, it's Isaiah chapter 60. Isaiah chapter 60. We'll be reading verses 1 through 6. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and His glory will appear over you. Nations shall come to your light, and kings to your brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look around. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from far away, and your daughters shall be carried on their nurses' arms. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and rejoice, because the abundance of the sea shall be brought to you. The wealth of the nations shall come to you. A multitude of camels of Midian and Ephah, all those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense and shall proclaim the praise of the Lord. Isn't that interesting? Something that was revealed by a prophet thousands of years before now has become reality to us. Reality to us through Jesus and is spoken of in the Gospel of Matthew. You can hear Isaiah speaking to us this morning. Arise, shine, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. You see, the Bible pictures you and me and the rest of the world as a group of people living in darkness.